This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 16th of June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, the skies remain clear, offering a beautiful day for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, in Haifa, temperatures are mild with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, amid U.S.-Iran deal, the IDF reports Hezbollah continues attacking troops in southern Lebanon. This comes from the Times of Israel in the past hour. Also, Iran deal leaves northern Israelis concerned over security. They feel U.S. interests were prioritized, reports Ynet from earlier today. Also this hour, former President Trump plans to talk to Hezbollah amid Iran peace efforts, reports Forward from earlier today. Separately, a senior U.S. official says Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon isn't part of the Iran deal. I-24 News reported this story 7 hours ago. And finally, Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios highlighted this development previously. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel posted earlier today, noting the disappointing outcome of the recent conflict, which wasn't what Israel or other U.S. allies expected. Blake Flayton, a journalist, posted just minutes ago expressing frustration over a public figure whose name rhymes with bad gander. Here's more context. Starting with the IDF and Hezbollah clashes, the Times of Israel reports continued tensions in southern Lebanon, with Israeli forces targeted by anti-tank missiles and mortars. UN peacekeepers are attempting to mediate, but the situation remains volatile. This ongoing violence raises fears of a broader conflict affecting civilians on both sides. Turning to the Iran deal and its impact on northern Israel, Ynet highlights local residents' fears that their security may be compromised. They feel sidelined by international agreements, prioritizing different interests. Prime Minister Netanyahu assures that Israel will maintain its security posture, aiming to calm public concern. Meanwhile, former President Trump's comments about speaking with Hezbollah have stirred reactions. According to Forward, his remarks come during sensitive negotiations with Iran. Critics argue this could undermine U.S. foreign policy. The potential dialogue could shift the dynamics in ongoing peace efforts. In a related development, I-24 News reports that a U.S. official clarified Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon isn't tied to the Iran deal. This statement aims to dispel rumors and reassure Israeli officials. The clarification underscores the complexity of U.S.-Iran negotiations and their impact on regional stability. Finally, Axios reports Iran's missile launch against Israel, a significant escalation since the ceasefire. This act threatens to unravel ongoing diplomatic talks. Israel is expected to respond, which could further destabilize the region and disrupt peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Monday, the software company is launching a $200 million venture arm to invest in AI startups. CTech reports this move aims to expand the company's reach in the growing AI industry. Separately, Elbit Systems has partnered with Diehl Defense to offer the Skystriker loitering munition to Germany's armed forces. Ynet Business reports this collaboration will enhance local manufacturing capabilities. And finally, major companies are increasingly participating in Pride Month events. Walla Business highlights how brands are leveraging these events for broader social engagement and marketing. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.